Good morning, my friends. This is Brother Ephraim on the Fountain of Life Daily Inspiration. For our inspiration this morning, I want to give you a verse out of Amos chapter 3, verse 3. And by the way, if you're not familiar with the prophet, I would highly recommend that you spend some time in the prophet. There's a lot of good meet there. There's a lot of good things to ponder, just a lot of good reading. And you're surprised at how much the New Testament reflects and quotes the prophets. Amos chapter 3, verse 3, can two walk together except they be agreed? Just asking a question. What do you think, my friend? Can two walk together except they be agreed? I think the answer is obvious. No, they can't. You need to be agreed to walk with somebody. If you want to go one way and the other person wants to go the other way, you're not agreed and you can't walk together. And it's just a solid principle of life that for us to walk together, we have to be agreed. So taking that verse, can we walk with Jesus except we agree with him? The answer is no. We need to agree with him, to walk with him. Well, thinking about that, and then thinking about the teachings of Jesus, I ask myself the question, am I agreed with him in every way? Am I fully in agreement with him? Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. That's in Hebrews 13. Jesus isn't going to change. He is the truth. He is the way. He's the life. We can't change him. So if we don't agree with him, what needs to happen? Doesn't mean he needs to change. It means I need to change. If I don't agree with him, the problem is me. I need to change my mind to agree with Jesus. Let's consider some words that he spoke and see whether or not we agree with him. We should make sure in our hearts that we totally agree with him. John 15, he says, without me, ye can do nothing. Are you agreed with this, my friend? That without Jesus Christ, you can do nothing. You need his help. You need his grace. You need him every second of the way. You need him. Do you agree with that? And he also taught us very clearly that without the cross, there is no following him. Without denying self, there is no following him. And I agreed with that this morning. That I must die. I must take up the cross. I must be denied. Jesus is the Savior, the Master, the Lord. He only can have the authority of my life. Let's consider some verses in Luke chapter 6. He says, blessed be ye poor, for yours is the kingdom of heaven. Are you agreed with that? That the poor are blessed. Maybe you are poor. Do you agree with Jesus that you're blessed with a special blessing that the rich don't have? Blessed are ye that hunger now, for ye shall be filled. Blessed are ye that weep now, for ye shall laugh. Am I agreed with those verses? When I'm hungry, do I agree that it's a blessing? Or when I weep, that it's a blessing? Let's continue reading. Blessed are ye when men shall hate you, and when they shall separate you from their company, and shall reproach you, and cast out your name as evil for the Son of Man's sake. I've had this verse happen to me. I know that there's men that hate me, and I've been separated from their company. And I've been cast out. My name has been cast out as evil for the Son of Man's sake. I'm not boasting, I'm just telling you that there's a reality in this verse. But yet often when we experience it, we don't see it as a blessing. We need to agree with Jesus and know that if he says something, there is truth in it. It is true. He goes on to tell us that if we are separated and hated and reproached and cast out for the Son of Man's sake, to rejoice in that day and leap for joy. For behold, your reward is great in heaven. And then he goes on the flip side, he just was giving blessings and now he's giving woes. He says, woe unto you that are rich, for ye have received your consolation. Boy, that should speak to us Americans. How many of us aren't rich? There's, according to most of the world's standards, probably every one of us is rich. That should make us consider, that should make us stop and think, am I in a dangerous situation? Would it be better for me to be more poor? We should consider those things. We should not allow ourselves to just be materialistic and covetous and mediocre and lukewarm. It'll destroy us. Woe unto you that are full, for ye shall hunger. Woe unto you that laugh now, for ye shall mourn and weep. Woe unto you when all men shall speak well of you, for so did their fathers to the false prophets. Again, can two walk with each other except they be agreed? No, they can't. Can you walk with Jesus except you agree with him? No, you can't. My friend, look to Jesus today, look to his word, and be in full agreement with him, even if it doesn't make sense, even if it doesn't seem possible. Just be sure that he knows what he's talking about. And even if it doesn't make sense, you're going to believe it, and you're going to walk in it. You're going to walk with Jesus. You're going to agree with him, even if you don't see how it makes sense. You don't have to make sense of everything before we agree to it. Just consider a contract. Jesus has written a contract. Everything is written down, and it's not going to change. The laws of God are not going to change. Contract is written. Now, are you willing to just sign your name in the bottom without understanding everything in the contract? Sign your name. Sign your life away. Give it to Jesus. God bless you, my friend. I hope you have a good day, and we'll hope to be back with a new inspiration tomorrow morning. God bless you.